I would like to present our research work, which we work on the optimal number of train-based clusters for knowledge-based inference digital soil mapping. There is a high demand for increasing the accuracy of the soil maps for precision agriculture. But in digital soil mapping, the first stage is generating train attributes and calculating the clustering. This is why soil clustering of the environmental covariate is very important, because it is affecting the accuracy of the final mapping products. But most of the time, the selection of the optimal number of train attribute is based on visual interpretation rather than using statistical approaches. So this has become the goal of my research, to increase the accuracy of the soil maps by determining the optimal number of train-based clusters with statistical approaches. How we do this? It is very simple. There's just four steps involved in this procedure. The first stage was that we used the LiDAR digital elevation model, and for our study area, which is located in Tippecanoe County in Indiana State. We then generate train attributes in Saga GIS to determine where the water is moving and where it accumulates. So we use the topographic wetness index and topographic position index. We generate those from the digital elevation model. And the topographic wetness index shows where the water is moving from, which is the red areas, and where it accumulates, which is the green and the bluish areas. So topographic position index shows kind of similar thing. It shows the higher and the lower spot of the field. The third step was to generate clusters using the unsupervised classification method of the Saga GIS, and we generate five clusters which are presented here. These are five clusters, and 10 clusters which are not here. We generate both of them from based on these two train attributes. The fourth and last step was that we extract the point data which we collect based on the Latin hyperkeep soil sampling methods, and we extract them to these five clusters and 10 clusters. And then we run three different statistical analyses to see to determine the optimal number of clusters for the study area. So we use the histogram distribution, PCA analysis, which stands for principal component analysis, and analysis of variance or ANOVA analysis. Results are here. So based on the histogram distribution, as you see that in five clusters, our points, the soil sampling points are normally distributed here, as opposed to 10 clusters. And we have skewness to the right. In addition to the skewness, some of the clusters even doesn't have the point data. For example, cluster number 10 doesn't have any distribution of the point data. So similar results was driven by the principal component analysis, and it shows that, as a general rule of thumb, those clusters which are above eigenvalue of 1 is explaining the majority of variation in the study area. And in our study area, these are five clusters. They're almost explaining 90% of the soil variation in this case. So similar results was driven also by the ANOVA analysis, and our soil property was significantly variable in five clusters compared to the 10 clusters. So in conclusion, in our study area, based on these three statistical methods, five clusters best capture soil variations compared to the 10 clusters. I will be more than happy to answer any question in the poster session today, late in the afternoon. But unfortunately, due to the technical issues, SSA didn't assign any spot for me, but I will have my poster there, and I will be there. So thank you so much. Enjoy your day. Yeah.